It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian West used the R word to describe Halloween party guests who didn't understand what she was for her costume. She was dressed as Pamela Anderson, and clearly no one got it. So she posted it to IG, and here's what it said.
Nobody knows who I am. Yeah. Yeah. Retarded.
She has since deleted the video and issued an apology saying, I want to apologize for what I said in a recent video post that is inappropriate and insensitive to the special needs community. I try to learn from my mistakes, and this is one of those times. Please know that my intention is always pure, and in this case, it was a mistake. I'm sorry.
I'm not a big Kim Kardashian fan, but I feel like in this situation, I don't know her. I'd have to know her, but I'll be the first to admit, like, in my life, I've said something was the R word, like it was embarrassing. Actually, I had a coworker with a special needs son, and I never even thought of the implications, so I really try not to ever say that. But also, too, like, so many people, guys and girls, like, oh, that's gay. And I don't think you mean to, like, degrade somebody. It's just like, oh, that's dumb or stupid, but that's what you're doing, and it can be hurtful. So I'm almost trying to give Kim Kardashian a break, unless she says it all the time in a hateful, hurtful way.
Here's the thing. Any kind of slur, like derogatory slur towards any sort of group of people is not okay. It's 2018, people. But at the same time, like, let's not pretend. Like, at a point in time, people did say the R word, and it wasn't considered to be bad, which is awful because it is so bad. But like, there was a point in time, like I remember being like very little, and like people would say it, and it wasn't that big of a deal. But like, it is a big deal now. So, but I obviously love Kim K, so I'll forgive her. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade lineup just came out, and I am so excited for this because this is my favorite thing that just kicks off the holidays. Like,
you and my wife love watching that on TV.
I love the parade. I have not missed it ever since I was like born. So here's the lineup they have so far: Diana Ross, John Legend, along with Rita Ora, Ashley Tisdale, Bozzy, and more, which is so exciting because last year, I'm not gonna lie, I was so disappointed with all of the musical performances.
I don't remember any of them.
Yeah, because they weren't very good and memorable, and no one really knew who they were. Pete Davidson joked about his breakup from Ariana Grande on a recent promo for Saturday Night Live.
Hey, Maggie, I'm Pete.
Hey, Pete.
You wanna get married?
No.
0 for 3.
Yeah, that was Maggie Rogers, who's performing as the artist for this next week. Ariana Grande later responded with a tweet saying, for somebody who claims to hate relevancy, you sure love clinging to it, huh? Thank you. Next. But she has since deleted the tweet, which kind of breaks my heart because I'm still hoping that they get back together.
Maybe they will. Maybe it's going to be okay. Jeez. Okay.
Justin Timberlake is on vocal rest for his bruised vocal cords. He was on Jimmy Fallon anyways, but was unable to talk. So he tried to act out his answers to Jimmy using his hands.
You were running up a mountain and then there was a bear. It's not true. Yeah. And they attacked you. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then we got right in the throat. Yeah.
That's a little awkward.
I thought it was so funny and cute because they're such good friends. And that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Liv the Web Girl, filling in today for Alex. Enjoying a little vacay.